1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
And we welcome you inside the Angela Activity Center on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart for round one of the WPIL playoffs as the Olsch Chargers host the Bentworth Bearcats. And we welcome everybody to the Visit Green pregame show. As I'm Al Lesch, I have Christian Harbaugh alongside. We'll bring you the action here this afternoon.
Yeah, this is a super exciting time. Obviously, playoff basketball, you want to be playing your best at this time. And obviously for the Chargers here, great to have a home game. First time being able to have a home game. And then Bentworth coming in tonight, you know, excited. Being the underdogs, you know, on paper. But they came in with a great record and looking to, you know, upset the Chargers and move on tonight.
Bentworth Bearcats come in seeded number 14. In the playoffs, they come in with a record of 15-6. They are 9-5 in their section one. And they finished in third place in section one. The Chargers come in with the number three seeding, and they finished as co-champions of section four, tied with Neshannock with a 13-1 record in section. They finished the season 18-4 overall. And you talk to the Charger fans, Christian, and they'll tell you, 18-4, but we're 18-1 in Pennsylvania.
That's right. Ever since they went on that little trip down to Florida, they regrouped and came back here, and they've been on a tear so far. And the offense has just been unbelievable and getting out in transition. They got a lot of guys that can score it really well, and they've been rebounding a ton and playing great defense as of late.
All right. We'll get you set here in a moment. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back after these.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
And we welcome you back inside the AAC, getting ready for round one of the boys' AA playoffs. And Christian, you had a chance to look at some of these players.
Yeah, I've been watching the Chargers all season, and we've been calling these games, and they've been electric so far. Like you talked about, coming back from that Christmas break trip, and offensively just been playing well and moving the basketball well, and competing at a high level, but defensively they've been super sound and they've been controlling the glass. And we brought up some clips here, just a couple cool clips from the season. Just wanted to show you guys what the Chargers have been putting together and how they've been looking.
We can get it to play here. Sorry. There we go.
No, that's not it. Yeah, no, one way.
Can't get it to play. Sorry about that. No, it's not wanting to play, guys. Oh, well. We tried.
You had it before when you hit the...
Yeah, it's not playing. Let's move on. So what were you seeing?
Oh, yeah. But anyways, going from some of the clips, great defense, obviously, and their defense leading to their offense. And that's what the Chargers have been great at all year this year. Basically just getting stops on defense, whether they're playing man-to-man, switching defense, or whether they're playing their different zones and their 2-3 matchup zones, and then get out in transition. And then once they score, they set up in their full court pressure. And that's been very disruptive this year. And they've got likes of McCullough and Johnson putting in a big bunch of points, but Avsak running the point and Patty Altmaier and those guys controlling the glass down there. But it's been fun to watch. Now let's see if, go on a little bit of a playoff run here.
You're watching the Visit Green pregame show, and today's game is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields. Make your dream field come true. Brought to you by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Mazzucati Insurance Agency and Mazzucati Funeral Home in California. Proud to support students and families throughout the area. Brought to you by attorney... Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. And brought to you by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Yeah, the Chargers come in off a roll. They come in on a little win streak here, Christian. They've won what? Like 1, 2, 3... 14 games in a row, and Bentworth comes in. They won their last two games. They won their last 4 out of 5, so they come in on a little bit of a streak of their own. So they got here by winning the play-in game against West Green this past week, and here they are.
Yeah, and it's always good to get a game under your belt in playoff. Play here. So for Bentworth coming in tonight, already got their feet wet a little bit, and they've played a game. They've been able to win in the tournament so far. And for the Chargers coming in, obviously first game tonight, but you get home court advantage here. So you're playing in your house. You get your routine down, your rims, your court. So
the Bearcats player to watch is number 22, Ben Hayes, and then the Messer brothers. Also for the Chargers, you take your pick. You got Tierney McCullough, number 5. You've got Jake Johnson, number 22. And then their big guy in the middle trying to control the paint is number 34, Patty Altmaier. So, and then you got Avsak will run the point, and basically his energy makes this team go.
Yeah, I mean, they go as Avsec goes. If he can get out in transition and push that tempo and push the ball, they're going to go. When he feels like the need to pull it out and run some offense, and I had that in one of my clips, but they're able to do that too. So they can play a different style. They're going to control the pace here tonight, that's for sure.
All right. You're watching the Visit Green pregame show. We'll be right back and get you ready for this one here on the old sports early off. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Welcome you back inside the AAC on Harkins Court here at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, where the Chargers and the Bearcats are ready to go at it here in round one. Bearcats have a game under their belt here in the playoffs. Chargers coming in with that basically a first round bye, well, play-in bye.
Right. And that's the thing for the Chargers. I mean, had a lot of time to prepare here since your last game of the season. And obviously, time to rest up. You got Frankie Egrick back in the lineup tonight starting, so good to see him back. It's been a couple weeks that he's been playing, but, you know, still working back from that injury. So it'll be interesting tonight to see, you know, how sound the Chargers are right out of the gate. And, how, you know, obviously we know they're going to be prepared, but with not having a game under your belt, playoff game yet. But, again, you're going into it like it's just a normal game. You're playing at home. You got your crowd behind you. Everything's the same. Nothing changes.
Well, let's look at the starting lineups for these two teams. We'll start with the Bearcats of Bentworth. Head coach Bob Kennedy sent these five out to start game one of the playoff, round one of the playoffs. Starting at a guard is a 5'10 senior, number 10, Ryan Messner. At another guard is another Messner, a 6-foot sophomore, number 14, Adam Messner. At a guard is a 6-foot senior, number 15, Matt Bahana. At another guard is a 6-foot senior, number 22, Ben Hayes. At a center is a 6'4 junior, number 32, Levi Urchko. Again, for the Bearcats, it's Ryan Messner, Adam Messner, Bahana, Hayes, and Urchko. Assistant coaches for the Bearcats are Matt Messner, Angelo Rios Lopez. We switch over to the Olsch Chargers. Their starting lineup being sent out there by Coach Mike Rodriguez looks something like this. Starting at a guard is a 5'11 senior, number one, Austin Avsek. At another guard is a 6-foot junior, number three, Frankie Egrick. At another guard position is a 6'4 junior, number five, Tiernan McCullough. At a forward is a 6'3 senior, number 22, Jake Johnson. And at a forward is a 6'7 senior, number 34, Patty Altmar. Again, for the Chargers, it's Avsek, Egrick, McCullough, Johnson, and Altmar. Assistant coaches for the Chargers are Rick Romsberg, Dave Quinn, Jamie Usual, Nick Lucchini, and Nick Cosin. play the national anthem while I do that. We'll step aside here just a moment. We'll be right back.
Fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
As it gets rowdy in here, nice crowd.
Yeah, great crowd tonight. Nice to see everybody coming on for a playoff game.
First four of the Bearcats. Adam Messner. There's Levi Urchko. There's Ryan Messner. Ben Hayes. And Matt Behana. And now you see the Chargers. Chargers in their home white uniforms. There's Austin Avsek. Tiernan McCullough. Jake Johnson. Patty Altmar. And Frankie Egrick are the five. Getting ready to get things underway here. You're watching WPIL playoff basketball here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Welcome to all those listening and watching.
That's right. Best of both worlds tonight.
Yep. It will be Urcho and Altmar to get things started here at center court. We're underway. And it's Messner with the ball. Hands it off. They pass it around up top. It's Hayes with the ball. Over to Messner. Up top to Urchko. Hayes has the ball far near side. Inside. Messner with the floater. No good. Rebound brought down by Messner. It goes up and in. That was Adam Messner with the hoop. It's Egrick for the Chargers. Avsek, top of the key. Jump shot from the elbow. Doesn't go. Rebound is brought down. It's Messner with the ball. He works against Avsek across the timeline. It's the Bearcats 2, the Chargers nothing. Just underway here from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Erchko in the corner. Work it around. Hayes kicks it out. Messner. Layup. And it floats in, and it's 4-0 Bearcats.
And Bentworth just spacing the Chargers out so far with that man-to-man defense. No help side shifted over, and that's a layup.
There's a pressure, and a foul is going to be called against Adam Messner. Johnson triggers into McCullough in the corner. Gets it out to Altmar. They'll work it up the court. Johnson has it across the timeline. McCullough. Egrick in the corner. Three in the air. No good. Rebound brought down by Altmar in the paint. Puts it back. No good. Johnson with the putback. It's good. And the Chargers are on the board.
And that was just the Chargers staying with it. On the glass. Offensive rebound and a putback for Johnson.
Messner to Hayes up top. Approaching the 6 minute mark here in the first.
Chargers go zone here, 2-3.
Messner, three ball in the air, no good. Brought down by Avsek, he tracks it down, comes up the court. He's got some numbers, he'll pull it back, hands it off to Egrick. McCullough thought about the three, instead he goes inside to Johnson, flips it around, back out top to Avsek. Down the paint he goes, kicks it out, McCullough couldn't control it, goes out of bounds, turnover, and it'll be Bearcat ball in front of the Bearcat cheerleaders.
And credit to Bearcats just speeding the Chargers up there. Avsek wanted to get out in transition, and he did so. But the Bearcats defense and a good closeouts to McCullough.
Approaching 5.5 to go as Ryan Messner brings it up into the forecourt. Gets double-teamed there, hands it off to brother. Finally goes back to Ryan. Hayes brings it to the elbow, tries to go up, instead kicks it back out to Adam Messner. McCullough working on him. Adam Messner rejected by McCullough. It goes out of bounds. Bearcats will keep the ball with 5:08 left.
And that time the help defense shifted over. Patty Altmaier coming over to help McCullough. It was a double block there, Al.
Yeah. They get it in to Messner. And it's Adam Messner with the three.
And some miscommunication there.
Yeah.
On the out-of-bounds play. Leaves Messner wide open.
Johnson for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Bahana. Here come the Bearcats with a five-point lead. 7-2. Hayes thought about the three. He'll bring it to the elbow. Kicks it out. Three in the air. Way short, but it works like a pass. Erchko puts it up. Around Altmar, and it's a 9-2 lead.
And you don't see this very often where the Chargers get down early. It's usually them putting the pressure on early.
Egrick kicks it out to Avsek. 4:20 to go here. Egrick now back over to Avsek. They'll set the offense. Egrick on the near side. Up top, it's Avsek. Knocked away. Bihana throws it up ahead to Messner. Messner lays it up. Doesn't go, but he drew the foul on Altmar. Scores 9-2 with exactly 4 minutes to go. Ryan Messner will be at the line for a couple.
The Bearcats defense has been giving the Chargers some trouble right now, rushing them and speeding them up, and Chargers turned the basketball over about three times already, and it's led to the Bearcats being able to score on offense.
Oh, they're giving the foul to Johnson. I didn't even think he was in that play.
I didn't think so either. I thought that was Patty.
Yeah. Ryan Messner at the line for the first of two here. Good on the first. Owen Minzer and Nolan Reed check in for the Chargers. Second one buzz doesn't go. Johnson with the rebound for the Chargers. Here comes Misner. Linsner over to McCullough. McCullough into the paint. He gets fouled. Can't get it to go, but it'll be McCullough at the line for a couple.
And that time McCullough is just like, give me the basketball. Let me shred through this defense real quick. Earns a trip to the line.
I think Matt Bahana, yeah, picks up the foul for the Bearcats. McCullough can't get the first one to roll. Chargers, they started out like this a couple games ago, Christian, where they, it was like a lid on the bucket, and then all of a sudden the floodgates opened up and they just took over the game. Man, gets the second one to go. One for two on that trip. Ball goes out of bounds. Off the Bearcats, it'll be Charger ball on the inbound pass. It rolls off of Adam Messner's hands into the Bearcat bench. 3:50 on the clock.
That's a thing you talked about, too. Coach Rodriguez not even calling a timeout here. He just knows his team's able to, with a lot of veteran leadership, calm down and get it right.
Owen Minzer over to McCullough, far side up top. McCullough hands it off to Minzer again. Top of the key, backs it out. Under 3.5 to go. Here's Jake Johnson. Nolan Reed in the air for three, no good. Sky and high is McCullough. He gets that ball knocked away. There's Adam Minzer, double team, gets it over to Ryan Minzer. Urchko gets it inside. Tried to pass it into Bahana. It goes wide, out of bounds. It's turnover, Charger ball with 3:09 left.
And this is what the Chargers need to do, speed the Bearcats up and make them turn the basketball over. And that just happened there. And see if the Chargers can turn it into a basket.
Owen Minzer brings it across the timeline. McCullough has it. There's a three ball from the airport. No good. Knocked away. Saved by Johnson. He's going to go baseline. Kicks it over. Nolan Reed can't get it to go. The ball goes picked up by McCullough. Kicks it back out to Johnson. What a save there by Tierney McCullough. Nolan Reed, he traveled. Got a little shovel step.
Yeah, he's got to just shoot the three. That time just wide open. He thought about it because he missed the first one. Thought it was going to be a rush shot. But the Chargers working on the glass. Got two opportunities, three opportunities there with multiple offensive rebounds. Just got to finish.
Ryan Minzner, Messner, Urchko, Bahana up top. They're passing it around. They wait. There's Hayes. Or no, that's Messner. But now Hayes has it up by the logo. Ryan Messner. Urchko, it goes too tall for Adam Messner. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Charger ball, 2:16 on the first quarter clock.
Yeah, and the Bearcats, they're working it, trying to run that flex offense, down screen, going off the flex cut. Just couldn't convert there. Threw it out of bounds, a little too tall.
Approaching the two-minute mark here in the first. Three and away from Johnson. It won't go. Altmar has the rebound. Kicks it out to McCullough. McCullough goes baseline. Reverse layup. Too strong. Put the putback. Was that Johnson? Or?
No, it was Jake Johnson on the glass again. McCullough with the baseline drive and a missed layup, but Jake there to clean it up.
One and a half to go here. 90 seconds here in the first. It's Hayes way up top. Hands it off to Adam Messner. To Bahana. They'll play catch up top. To Ryan Messner. Levi Urchko. At top of the key. Works against Reed. That one's knocked away. Picked up by Ryan Messner. Hands off to Adam. Approaching a minute to go. Hayes under the bucket. He gets turned away. Urchko to Hayes. That should be a charge. No call. They're going to call a jump ball. No, they're calling a foul on the Chargers. Messner with the foul. Menzer, rather.
Yeah, they were calling a blocking foul there.
Yeah. His first, team second. 57 seconds to go here in the first. Here's Bahana with the ball. Adam Mesner. Bahana. Ryan Mesner. Top of the key. Hershko. They're calling Avsek with the hold. Even though Hershko had his arm, had an arm bar on
him. Yeah, he just got tangled up a little bit there. It wasn't what Avsek was trying to do.
No.
The Chargers just got to understand that the predictable pass is going to be the reversal.
Yeah.
And you just got to steal that.
Into the backcourt it goes. Hershko has it. This time Reed on him. He goes over to Hayes. Avsek on him. He hands it off to Bahana. 25 seconds to go. They get it inside to Mesner. Outside to Adam Mesner. He hits the three. Avsek. He gets fouled by, I think Bahana's going to pick this up. Now hold on. There were two Bearcats there. Yep, Bahana.
And just the patience by the Bearcats that down on offense. They're staying with it, sticking with their offensive scheme and taking their cuts. And they find a wide open.
Dylan Colbert checks in for the Bearcats. Here's Avsek with 12 seconds on the clock. Reed with the ball. Got to be aware of the clock here as we're at 8. Johnson in the corner. 3 on the way. Off the iron, no good. Johnson, he has another try. And that's intercepted. But that's the end of the quarter. Quarter ends with the Bearcats on top of the Chargers by 8. 13-5. We'll be right back.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
And we'll welcome you back here inside the AAC. Bearcats of Bentworth on top of the Olsz Chargers by a score of 13-5 as get ready to start the second quarter. It'll be Charger ball as we start off.
Chargers need to get their defense to generate their offense right now. The Bearcats have been able to score on offense and then come back down and set their defense. And the Chargers having a little bit of trouble in the half court.
It'll be Avsek to Egrick. To McCullough, back to Avsek. Avsek. He'll bring it to the paint, hands it off to Altmar. Altmar off the glass and in.
And that was just great patience there. Good job by Avsek attacking the paint and finding Patty Altmaier for the finish.
The Messengers play catch. Double team. Gets it out to Hayes. It goes out of bounds off of Johnson trying to make the play. Loses it into the Charger crowd.
And you can see they're turning up their defense a little bit more. They know they need to generate some steals and get out in transition and finish.
Ryan Mesner. Over to Adam. Splits the D. Top of the key. Down the paint. Kicks it out. Hayes. Thought about the three. Dishes it off to Adam Mesner. To Ryan. Over to Hayes. Kicks it back out to Adam. Or Ryan, rather. Hayes with the three. No good. It's jump ball. Egrick had it. Battling for it with Adam Mesner. And it's going to stay with the Bearcats. Adam Mesner gets fouled. Doesn't get the shot to go. It's going to be on the floor. First foul. The second goes against the Chargers.
Patty's got to be in more control there. He left his feet. Undisciplined. Stay down.
That's his first. Adam Mesner.
up by the logo, gives it over to Hayes near side wing. Back out to Ryan Mesner. Hayes works against Thigrick. Over to Adam. Knocked out of his hands. He tracks it down up by the timeline. Brings it into the paint. Kicks it off. There's the cutter. I think that was Ryan Mesner. Here comes Avsek. Gets it up to Egret across the timeline. 15-7 is the score. To kick it out. Knocked out of bounds by Adam Mesner into the Bearcat bench.
And the Bearcats doing a great job, yep, again, scoring a basket at the rim is Mesner, and then they come back and set their 2-3 zone, and they're doing a good job of keeping the Chargers to one side. The Chargers need to find this middle of this zone.
Avsek, he comes down the middle, lays it up, short on the layup, brought down by Erskine, taken away by McCullough, and he'll lay it up and in.
And those are the kind of plays that the Chargers need. McCullough just jumping to pass in transition and being able to finish.
Hayes loses it momentarily, and he'll throw it into the Charger bench. He gives it to Owen Tonery, and he's not in the game and out of play, so it'll be a turnover, Charger ball.
And this is what the Chargers need. Speed them up a little bit. Cause the Bearcats to call a timeout here. And good timeout.
They will take one with them. Here on the Old Sports Network. Oh, I did it again.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
And you're watching WPIL Playoff Basketball here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. I'm Al Lesh. Christian Harbaugh alongside. Glad you could join us one way or the other. And we are back underway. 5:45 to go here in the half. It's McCullough with the ball. Flips it around to Johnson. Fake the three. He'll pull it inside the three-shot line. Goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Chargers as it goes off of Dylan Colbert out of bounds.
You get that hook pass back to Johnson, and he didn't like what he's seen from three. Good pump fake, one dribble pull up, but just couldn't get it to fall.
McCullough goes up top to Avsek. Approaching 5.5 to go here. McCullough gets it inside to Johnson. Works into the paint. He traveled. Shuffled his feet. It'll be a turnover. Bearcat ball.
And Coach Rod wondering why there wasn't a foul called there, and I think it was, but they might have got the travel before the foul.
Absolutely, yeah.
He did get double-teamed late and get hands on him.
Ryan Mesner brings it across the timeline, working against Avsek. Still with the dribble. Knocked away. Gets it back. Out to Brother Adam. Back to Ryan. Up top. Over to Erskine. The foul is called against the Bearcats.
Well, they called that on Frankie.
No, I called that on... No, they called
that
on
Ryan Mesner. He pointed the right. Okay, yeah. He pointed the wrong way.
Ryan Mesner gets the foul, his okay. First. Team's first here in the second. Nolan Reed will check in for Frankie Egrick for Olsch. 5:01 left here in the second. It's Nolan Reed. The Avsek has an open lane to the hoop. Reverse layup, too strong. Brought down by Ryan Mesner. And I think Avsek's going to get called for a foul. Or was that Johnson?
They're calling out on Avsek. So Urcho was standing there, kind of like being a wall one in a screen, but his back was turned, and Avsek was trying to run through him, and they got Avsek instead of Urcho.
That's a second on Avsek, second on the Chargers.
I think he thought he was going to draw an offensive foul there.
Owen Minzer comes in for Avsec. Here's Hayes. 4:40 to go here in half. Hayes has the ball in the far wing. Urchko, Hayes, Mesner. It's Hayes on the far side, or Urchko rather. Working around Hayes, 4:20 to go here. 6 point lead rather for the Bearcats, 15-9 as they play catch around the perimeter. Hayes over by the Charger bench. Mesner, Ryan, hands it off. Adam to Hayes. Under 4 minutes to go. Urchko, top of the key to Adam. And Bearcats are just going to play keep away right now, content with the seven-point lead.
This is what happens when you don't have a shot clock.
Right. Hayes works against Nolan. Reed. Double team. They get it out to Hayes. Hayes looking for somebody to go to. He does. He finds Colbert. Gets it back. Hayes lays it up. No good. Johnson with the rebound. Here comes the Chargers. McCullough has Nolan Reed going, but McCullough taking himself. Lay it up and in. And here come the Chargers. Down by four. Double team. And it's over and back against Ryan Mesner. Turnover, Charger ball. 3:12 to go here.
And the Chargers, great discipline on that last defensive possession to stay down and not give up an easy one. And the Bearcats miss a floater. Chargers get out. McCullough makes a tough finish. And now just gets a trap along the timeline. And it's going to get the ball back here.
Owen Minzer brings it back across the timeline as we're closing in on the three-minute mark here. Nolan Reed. Owen Minzer. Johnson thought about the three. He's double-teamed. Hands it off to McCullough. Owen Minzer up by the timeline. Under three to go here. McCullough. Cross court. Johnson at the free throw line. Rolls it around and it goes in, and it's a two-point game.
Not getting a call, but good job of being patient there, and Jake Johnson gets the floater.
Here come the Bearcats. It's Adam Mesner. They work it around. Colbert has it knocked out of, kicked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Bearcats. 2:29 on the second quarter clock. Glad you could join us here on the WJPA and NFHS Networks. Adam Mesner from the elbow, good for the two. That ends a long drought for the Bearcats. It's back to a four-point lead. Owen Minzer has it taken away. It's blocked and blocked again, this time a foul. Ryan Mesner missed the shot. Chargers knocked that one away. That'll be the third foul on the Chargers, and that one's going to go against Nolan Reed, and that will put Ben Hayes at the line for a couple.
I think the Bearcats thought that should have been goaltending there, and great block
McCullough.
I was pretty close.
I was too far away from it to tell.
Yeah, where we're at, it's hard to tell. But Hayes with the hustle to be able to
get
back into play and get the rebound and draw a foul.
I think that's what Coach Bob Kennedy was asking the official. He goes perfect from the line. It's back to a six-point lead for the Bearcats. That one's turned over. They let it sit there, jump ball, and this one's going to go to the Chargers with 2 minutes and 3 seconds on the second quarter clock.
And the Chargers just having a lot of trouble with this pressure by the Bearcats. They're having trouble breaking the pressure, finding the middle of that zone press and getting it over the timeline.
Minzer to Nolan Reed. The floater in the paint. Traveled. Turnover. Bearcat ball.
And Reed a little indecision again.
Yeah,
indecisive driving. Didn't know whether to shoot it or pass it.
Yeah.
causes a travel.
McCullough will have a seat with 1:54 to go as Riegrick checks back in for the Chargers. Here's Ryan Mesner. Dribbling down the lane, the floater. He gets fouled. He's going to be shooting two.
And Minzer chasing around that screen, over top of the screen. He was trying to grab for him, and he did. He bumped him.
Picks up his second.
As Mesner was going into his shot.
Ryan Mesner at the line. He's good on the first. 7-point lead. I remind you that this game and the broadcast rights to it are sole exclusive property of WPIO and NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listeners and viewing audience. Any rebroadcast distribution of this game without express written consent of WPIO and NFHS Network and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights are reserved. A foul picked up there by Mesner. That's Adam Mesner. His second. Owen Minzer to Egrick. 90 seconds to go here and a half. Minzer kicks it back out to Reed. Reed to Johnson. Johnson. Egrick thought about the three. Brings it back out. Looking for some help. Finds it in Minzer. Altmar, Egrick, Reed, open for the three from the corner. Rolls it in and out. That one was all the way down and came back out. Here comes Adam Mesner for the Bearcats. We're under a minute to go here and a half. It's an 8-point lead for the Bearcats.
That was the one the Chargers needed to go down. That was great patience there. They found their shooter just in and out.
Colbert throws it up. It's taken away by Mesner. Owen will bring it up himself. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Owen Minzer. Open lane. And I think Levi Urchko is going to get called for the foul. He doesn't like it. But Minzer are going to be at the line for a couple.
I'm not too sure many people in here thought that was a foul, but Minzer earning his right to go to the line. Good baseline drive there. Tried to go up and under.
36 seconds on the clock. Minzer, good on the first. And he's perfect on the trip. Cuts the lead to 6. Ryan Minzer, no play catch. And Altmar says, get out of here. Or no, that was Nolan Reed. And they'll throw this one into the corner. Urchko back out. Knocked away by Minzer. Owen behind the D. Lays it up. And in.
And that's what the Chargers need there. A great hustle play by Minzer to get out in transition. Make a layup. Get another stop here.
Ryan Minzer. He'll throw it over to Urchko. 3 seconds to go. He traveled. Oh, he was going to call travel, and then he changed his mind. The officials are going to have it. No, they're not. He started signaling travel, and then he changed it to a foul. I've never seen that before.
I was very surprised there that he's going to change his call because he was already falling to his feet.
Yes.
He did get bumped. There was some contact, but it was after he was already falling down.
Foul goes against Egrick, his first. It'll be Levi Urchko at the line for 2 because this is bonus, and he misses the first. 1 second, 1.8 seconds on the clock. Christian, I've never seen that where he actually signaled travel and then said, no, he says a push.
Yeah, that was different there. And I thought at one point he was going to go ask his friend for some help.
I did too, but he didn't.
And then he didn't.
He gets a second to go. And that's how the half ends. It's 22-17, Bearcats. We'll be right back after this message.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Greenfield has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
And we are back on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. You're watching WPIL playoff basketball here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And today's game is being brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. CNX Dream Fields, make your dream field come true. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California. Proud to sponsor students and families throughout the area. Brought to you by attorney John Patrisic. Nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. And brought to you by Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit greene.org. Christian, what a first half. Chargers come out, couldn't hit a shot to save their lives, and the Bearcats took advantage of it with some stiff defense and some nifty shooting of their own.
Yeah, the Chargers haven't been in this position basically all year.
Yeah.
Being down at halftime, you know, in this type of game and it being a defensive battle, the credit the Bearcats, like you talked about, they came in here, they have a game plan, right? And their game plan on offense is to stay patient, keep moving, stay spaced, all right, take some cuts, and then find the open one, right, and then set their defense once they score. And Chargers so far have had some trouble with the pressure, full court pressure that the Bearcats have put on the Chargers. And then obviously in the half court setting, the same thing. And the way we talked about it at the beginning, the Chargers like to get out and run. They like their defense to generate their offense. And right now, they're not getting their defense to generate their offense. They haven't had many steals and runouts. So credit the Bearcats for not turning it over or missing shots. And then also, they need to find a way to operate through that zone. The Bearcats zone is doing a good job at keeping the Chargers on one side of the floor, but they got to do a better job of getting in the middle of the paint.
Were you able to get some point totals there for some of these guys?
So Mesner, Adam Mesner here, has 10 at the half. He knocked down two threes. Ryan Mesner has 7. So those guys have been leading the charge there. Yuroko put in 3, and Hayes put in 2 at the free throw line. So for the Bearcats, basically the Mesners are doing the job on the offensive end. So the Chargers got to dial in on them. And then on the other side, on the flip side of things, the Chargers, Jake Johnson has 6 here. Couple offensive rebound putbacks. McCullough has 5 of his own. And Minzer has 4. He had the free throws, and then he got out and transitioned on that great bucket there, and that got the Chargers going. And then Patty tipped one in. He has 2. But right now for the Chargers, again, got to turn that defense up a little bit and be able to get it out and work in transition and do what they're good at. They haven't had a 3 either. They haven't been able to hit a 3, and that's credit to the Bearcats defense because they're guarding a 3 very well.
And that's something that the Bearcats need to worry about as well, because once the Chargers find a range from three-point land, anybody that's followed the Chargers knows that once they get hot, it catches fire. Everybody gets hot, and then it's lights out. But so far, as you said, the Bearcats doing a great job of controlling the Chargers and taking control of this game. Chargers aren't out of it. It's a 5-point lead here, but by no means surmountable. But
no, and what I would say too is for the Chargers, this is probably the worst half of basketball they've probably played all season. So for them to be weather the storm here and be at home and only be down 22-17 at halftime, it's a tale of two halves. Obviously, the Bearcats got to come out and keep executing that game plan well. But the Chargers went in there at halftime, and their staff talked about it. They're going to find some wrinkles in their offense to be able to give them a chance to score and definitely turn the defense up. There's going to be adjustments being made.
All right, we'll be back for the start of the second half after this message. Don't you dare go away.
Your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Scotty Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
22-17, Bearcats over the Chargers here as we get ready to start quarter number 3. It will be Bentworth ball as we start quarter number 3, and we are underway. It's Mesner to Hayes. Trying to direct some traffic. Urchko, top of the key, works against Altmar. Adam Mesner to Ryan Mesner, top of the key. Over to Hanna. To Hayes. Urchko way up top on the logo with Altmar with him. Adam Mesner knocked away by McCullough. gets it back. He comes down the lane. Spin move. Kicks it out. Hirschko into the paint. He traveled. There must be something in the paint on this end of the court.
Yeah, that's Christian. A couple times now with a couple travels in the paint there. But good defense there by the Chargers. Yeah. They just stayed in front. Even though they got screened in a couple times, they still did a great job at not giving up a shot.
Avsek brings it across the timeline, loses it, gets it back. Inside, knocked away. It's going to be, oh, I thought it went off of Bahana. Official doesn't agree. It's off of the Chargers.
I think it might have got tipped there and rolled up McCullough's arm and just happened to go out off him.
Yep. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the third. It's Bahana with the ball, brings it up the court. Comes all the way down. He'll turn it back. Looking to go outside with it. In fact, there's a cutter. Knocked away by Altmar, and he'll get the rebound. There's Avsek up the court. 6:40 to go. Egrick on the wing to Avsek up on the logo. Slow it down. Nobody comes out. Bring it over by the Charger bench up top. Create some space. Johnson, three in the air. That don't go. McCullough with the rebound. He's going to go back up with it. He gets fouled. McCullough's going to be at the line for a couple. Winner of this game goes on to the quarterfinals and a qualification for the state playoffs. So this lots on the line here. McCullough misses the first.
Yeah, definitely one you want to win just to give yourself a chance and opportunity at the state.
Yeah.
Keep playing basketball.
McCullough, 0-for-2, but the rebound by Johnson. Chargers reset. Here's Egrick in the corner. Gets it into Altmar. And Egrick with the baseline move. And it's a three-point game. That one's knocked out by Johnson. Stays with the Bearcats, but Jake Johnson with the quick hands. They'll kick it back into the backcourt to Ryan Mesner. Taken away by Egrick. Up ahead to Avsek. Hayes is with them. Hayes fouls Avsek. Avsek at the line for a couple. Here come the Chargers. Two quick fouls by the Bearcats.
And that's what the Chargers needed. Their defense to turn into the offense. And a couple steals here and get runouts. Earn trips to the line.
Last foul was by Levi Urchko. This one is by Ryan Mesner. And Avsek good on the first.
Got to put some pressure on that Bearcats defense in transition.
Can't get the second one to go. Johnson with another rebound, though. Gets it up to Altmar, three in the air from Egrick. He's good for the three, and the Chargers have the lead for the first time tonight.
There's Frankie making a big impact there.
Here comes Hayes, makes a move on Altmar. He blocks that one. Here comes McCullough. McCullough, he draws the foul, and Tierney McCullough is going to be at the line for two.
And this is what the Chargers needed, just that.
Three quick fouls on the Bearcats here in the third quarter, and there was still five minutes and 27 seconds to go. That foul went against Mesner. That's his third. They get it in to Johnson. He thought about the three. Goes over to Avsek instead. Avsek from the floater from the lane. Jump ball, and it's going to stay with the Chargers.
What a big-time block by Patty down here. Way to go straight up, meet him at the top, and Chargers get out in transition, draw another foul.
Got to get it in. They do to Egrick. Egrick, three in the air right away. He's good for a three.
Frankie.
And it's a four-point lead just like that for the Chargers. Adam Mesner, we got a blocking foul on McCullough.
Well, I'm surprised they called that one for as physical as this game's been and that being 30 feet away from the basket. But McCullough trying to move his feet, got him with a little bit of the body.
30-second timeout called by Bob Kennedy.
And the Bearcats.
And that's just what the Chargers needed. Make them call the first time out.
We'll take a timeout with them.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
It's 26-22 Chargers. Took their first lead early here in the third quarter. Haven't looked back so far. Four-point lead. 5:08 left here in the third. Bearcats have it. Here we go. Underway. Out of that timeout. That one's tipped in the air. Egrick comes down with it. Headman pass to McCullough. Works against Bahana. He lays it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Hayes. Here come the Bearcats back the other way. It's a running game here. Urchko. Kick, he does, it goes in. Urchko gets the bucket. And it's a two-point game. Five-second violation on the Chargers.
He stepped in, I
believe. He stepped in.
Yeah, I was writing down the score, but he was making this hand gesture. So, and Frankie's looking around like, what did I do? He must have stepped in before he threw
before
the basketball.
Before he threw it in, yeah. Bahana with the ball. Two-point lead for the Chargers. Mahana with the ball. Taken away by Avsek. Avsek comes down, kicks it out. McCullough, three in the air. He's good for the three. This is what we talked about when the Chargers get hot from beyond the arc. Look out.
This is what they needed. That's three threes now in this second half.
It's Adam Mesner. Works against McCullough. 4:15 on the clock. Hayes down the lane. Blocked by Altmar. Here comes Johnson back the other way. Kicks it out. Taken away by Hayes. Up ahead to Urchko. He's going to lay it up. And it's blocked by McCullough. But he hands it off to Hayes. We'll lay it up and in.
Unbelievable block by McCullough. Getting up there, hitting it, meeting him at the square.
Three-point game. Johnson with the hoop and the harm.
And this is exactly what the Bearcats didn't want. The Chargers to start ramping it up a little bit, turning up their pressure, getting out in transition, and getting the crowd into it. And that's what's happening here.
Bahana comes out. Colbert checks in for the Bearcats. Johnson trying to complete the traditional three-point play here for the Chargers. And does. Urchko in the backcourt. Pressure by the Chargers. Here's Mesner. Up ahead to Mesner. Hayes back to Mesner. Urchko in the paint. Double team. Lays it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Mesner. Kicks it off to Hayes from the elbow. Three in the air. No good. Put back by Urchko. It goes up and in. McCullough up ahead to Altmar. Altmar's going to get a reach-in foul. As the Chargers tried to stretch the floor there, Christian.
Yeah, and big-time play by Urchko here to get that rebound and finish around the rim, and he thought he got fouled, but then McCullough just getting a little above his head, trying to throw a baseball pass down to Patty, and it just got tipped out of his hands, and then Bearcats draw the foul as well and get the ball back.
They get it in. Hayes has it in the backcourt. Pressure by the Chargers. He'll back off now. Into the forecourt it comes. Mesner, that's Ryan Mesner. Up by the logo, McCullough on him. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Adam Mesner into the corner it goes. Hayes on the baseline. He loses it out of bounds. Charger ball. Pressure by Owen Minzer. Two-point
2:50 on the clock. We get it into Nolan Reed in the game now for the Chargers. Johnson up ahead to Altmar. Hands it off to Reed. Thought about the three. Gives it to McCullough. Inside. Johnson. Baseline. He gets fouled. And Johnson will be at the line for a couple. That's the fifth foul on the Bearcats. Chargers in the bonus. Rest it away. That's the third foul on Adam Mesner. Johnson, good on the front half.
And Chargers doing a better job at breaking that pressure now. And they're attacking the rim very well, yeah, and using their body, earning trips to the line. Got to keep making your free throws.
Back to a six-point lead for the Chargers. Hayes getting double-teamed on the wing. Taken away, saved by Minzer. Flips it into the forecourt, but Bearcats are there. Urchko lays it up. No good, but he draws the foul. I think Reed will get the foul here.
Minzer, I think he grabbed Urcho.
Yep, it was Minzer. That's his third.
Yeah, he ran over there, and just at the last second, he kind of grabbed his lower waist. He almost should have just let him go.
Yeah.
He missed a free throw, or missed a layup.
Urcho, good on the first.
The Chargers just got to push this lead out just a bit. They're letting the Bearcats hang around,
yeah,
by a couple plays that they shouldn't make.
Perfect on the trip.
Credit to the Bearcats.
4-point lead.
Staying in this.
Mesner will have a seat as Avsec checks back in for the Chargers. 2:26 on the third quarter clock. Avsec works against Mesner. Brings it across the timeline. No sweat. 2:15 on the clock. Avsec with the ball. Left-handed dribble. To Egrick. Fake the three. Step back. Long two on the way. No good. Good rebound there by Altmar. Kicks it out. Johnson. Three in the air. No good. Altmar. I think Altmar's going to pick up the foul. It's going to be his third. Over to back. That's the fourth on the Chargers. Yeah, it's his third.
Yeah, Patty doing great work down there. Got them the second chance, but that was his. That time just gets boxed out on the third opportunity. Gets the over back call. That's a foul right there.
And the ball goes out of bounds. The official said it just went out of bounds off of Frank Egrick, making a hustle play there. 1:57 on the clock. Both these teams in a bonus. The rest of the way here in the third. They get it in to Mesner. Up ahead, Urchko. To Colbert. Hands it right to Johnson. Johnson to Havsek. Here come the Chargers. 1:40 on the clock. Puts the Jets on. Hands it off to Johnson. Little baseline move. Too strong. Altmar battling for the rebound. Instead, it's the Bearcats come up with it. And I think McCullough's going to get this one. That'll put the Bearcats at the line. I think this will be the second or third on McCullough. Second on McCullough. We're just getting too grabby right now.
Yeah, and credit, again, credit the Bearcats. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a super physical game. It's fast-paced, up and back a little bit, more in this half than it was in the first half.
That's Adam Mesner.
That's his first points of this second half as well. So the Chargers doing a good job on him.
It's down to a three-point lead. He could cut it to it's a one-possession game right now.
Credit the Bearcats, still in this thing, and yeah, taking off the press now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they elect to go back with a 1:25 on the clock here in the third. Two-point game. Chargers on top for 34-32. Altmar, give and go. Reverse strike to Egrick, and he's good for the bucket.
And Egrick having a crazy second half so far, and good give and go there.
Pass launches a three. That's no good. That's going to go out of bounds. Charger ball with 1:01 left on the third quarter clock.
And I'm not too sure Coach Kennedy liked that shot.
Yeah, he was a little upset. He had the open.
He knew it was open, but he could have laid that in.
Nolan Reed getting ready to check back in for the Chargers. And Coach Rodriguez takes a 30-second timeout.
This is a great timeout here. Talk to your guys a little bit. See if you can go maybe a little bit of a two-for-one, even though we don't have a shot clock here. But maybe you get a quick possession here. You're able to get a clean look, score, set your defense, get a steal, and then get another one.
You're watching WPIL playoffs, basketball playoffs here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Glad you could join us. I'm Al Esch, Christian Harbaugh alongside. Got a great game going on here, and as I said, the winner goes on to the quarterfinals and qualifies for the PIA tournament. So,
yeah, this has been a terrific basketball game tonight. Great playoff atmosphere here. It's good battle. Two teams competing very hard. Great fast-paced game. Good defensive battle. See if the Chargers elect to run that minute down and take one shot or go for multiple possessions here.
Patty Altmar has a seat for the Chargers as Nolan Reed checks in. Under a minute to go here in the third. Avsek with the dribble. He'll come into the paint, kicks it out to Egrick. Thought about three. Free throw line. He's good for the jumper.
And Frankie just said, this is my half. I'm going to take over here.
It's Adam Mesner with 33 seconds left on the clock here in the third. Works against Egrick. Mesner. They're going to call Reed for a foul here.
Yeah, those guys were tangled up there, and it just so happened that
Reed fell on top of him.
Yeah.
Well, that puts Adam Mesner. Is that Adam? No, it's Ryan Mesner at the line.
Yeah, it's Ryan. And him as well. This is his first points of the half, too. It's been all Archo in the third quarter for the Bearcats.
Can't get that one to go. Johnson with the rebound. 1-for-2 on that trip. 20 seconds to go here. Avsek's going to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in.
Chargers needed that.
Booking two tickets, L.A. to New York. Hayes up ahead to Mesner. To Mesner. Ryan, three on the way. No good. McCullough with the rebound. 3 seconds to go. Into the paint he goes. He lays it up. And he gets a blocking foul with 0.9 seconds left. It'll be McCullough at the line.
I thought he was going to try for the buzzer beater dunk. He takes the contact there. I don't know how that ball didn't fall. Chargers having some trouble tonight fighting through contact and getting the ball to fall.
McCullough good on the first. Ties their largest lead of the night with 8. Make that 9. And that's the end of the third. We've completed 3. It's the Chargers 42, the Bearcats 33.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
We are ready to start the fourth quarter. Let's play the fourth. It will be Bearcat ball as we start quarter number four. Chargers with a great quarter there to come back, trailing the whole game until the third quarter. As we talked about, they started hitting the threes.
That's her favorite quarter. They love to make adjustments at halftime and come out and put it on teams, and that's just what they did there.
We are underway in the fourth. Bearcats trail by nine. Hand it off. Mesner to Mesner. This is Adam. Urchko way up top to Ryan. Gets it back up above the arc. Lays it up and in. Nice underhand layup. Makes it a seven-point game. Over to Johnson. In the corner. Back out to half second. They'll reset. 7:25 to go in this one. Avsec down the paint, kicks it out. McCullough, three in the air, no good. Johnson battling for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Johnson. Oh, no, they're going to say a foul.
Yeah, it was over the back there by Johnson.
I thought it was, but.
A tough shot by McCullough there. Had first, a hand in his face.
It's Johnson's second. First on the Chargers here in the fourth. Just underway in the fourth. Glad you could join us. It's Adam Mesner. Taken away by Avsec. He jumped that pass. Gets it over to Johnson. Baseline. Kicks it out. Altmar. Lays it up. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. And it's going to be a foul on the Bearcats. As Altmar was going up for it, it came down hard. He's saying, my fault. I should have had that.
Yeah, he knows he should have dunked that one. There's no reason he should have missed that.
Foul goes against Colbert, his second. First on the Bearcats.
He's got to attack that rim strong like he's trying to bring down the house.
Yeah.
Get a new backboard after this.
They get it up top to half second. He'll reset. Just under 7 minutes to go. Kicks it out. Egrick, three on the way. Won't go. Altmar tips it. Won't go. But it's McCullough with the rebound. He'll go back up to Altmar. He gets it fouled. As he goes back up for it. Altmar at the line for two. I think Colbert's going to pick up his third here. It is. Oh, no. They're going to say that was Urcho with his third. Altmar good on the first.
And Patty working so hard down there on the glass. He's doing a terrific job at coming up with the basketball. He just got to finish. He's taking a beating down there tonight, though. Urcho's been giving him.
Missed it. McCullough gets a rebound. Egrick will bring it back out. Avsec will reset. 43-35 Chargers. 6:35 here on the clock. Avsec. To the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. Floats it up and in.
Just that ball screen, and it opens up the middle. Avsec able to operate down there and kiss it off the glass.
10-point lead for the Chargers. Here's Ryan Mesner. Approaching the 6-minute mark. To Adam Mesner. Back out to Ryan. Top of the key. Goes down the lane. Underhand layup, too strong. Altmar with the rebound. It trickles out, and it gets into Avsec's hand. Austin up ahead to Egrick. Egrick passes it into Johnson, under the bucket. Back out, tried to get it to Altmar, taken away by Adam Mesner. Hands it off to Ben Hayes, and he lays it up and in. Back to an 8-point lead for the Chargers.
That's stuff like that, Al, that Chargers can't do. Can't get out in transition and turn the basketball over.
Hayes are going to pick up the foul. Oh, no. No foul. It's a timeout called by Coach Rodriguez.
I think Frankie was trying to draw the foul there.
Yeah.
But I think it happened after they already called timeout.
We'll step alongside with them here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
45-37, Oaks Chargers over the Bentworth Bearcats with 5:34 left on the clock here in the fourth. As I said, important game. Winner goes on to the quarterfinals and qualifies for the state tournament. Loser goes home.
Yeah, a lot riding on this last 5.5 minutes here. Tight game all game. Bearcats giving the Chargers all they can handle here tonight.
It'll be Charger ball. McCullough will trigger it in. Gives it to Avsec in the backcourt. 5.5 to go. McCullough thought about the three. Slows it down. Skip pass. They work it around. Avsec to Egrick. Back to Avsec. Charger will probably work the clock a little bit here and look for the open bucket. Avsec still with the dribble. He goes into the bucket. Kicks it out, throws it away. Hayes intercepts. Hayes anticipated that pass to McCullough. He goes up, knocked away by Altmar. Says, get that out of here, and it goes into the student section.
And again, the Chargers turning the basketball over. Avsec just doing a little too much down there. Leads to transition for the Bearcats, but Patty getting back into play and swatting it out of bounds.
Adam Mesner to Ryan. Back to Adam. Under 5 minutes to go. Ryan and Adam play catch. Works against Egrick. They get it in to Bahana. Back to Ryan. To Bahana, near side up top. Knocked away by Avsec. Got back by Bahana. He'll go to the bucket. Oh, he walked. No call. Hayes off the glass. No good. Altmar with the rebound. Here come the Chargers back the other way.
And this is right where you need to execute one here.
Right.
Dial up a good one. Get it in your playmaker's hands. Jake Johnson or McCullough got to touch the basketball here.
Johnson. Baseline floater. No good. Rebound goes off the body. They get it to Hayes. Hayes in the paint. Floater. Rolls it out. Johnson with the rebound. Here comes Egrick. To Avsec across the timeline. Under 4 minutes to go. 8-point lead for the Chargers. To Johnson, to Egrick in front of the Charger bench. Knocked out of bounds by Hayes, stays with the Chargers. And Owen Minzer checks back in for the Chargers as Avsec has a seat. Minzer into the backcourt.
They just need to slow it down here, execute. They're playing with it way too much. Over dribbling here and over passing. Let's be patient. Set some good screens. Stay spaced.
Altmar up top to Johnson. He's going to bring it down. He traveled. Lost control of the ball there as he was trying to make a move, and that's all it took. Turnover with 3:24 left. 8-point lead for the Chargers.
Back to getting out of sorts here.
Yeah.
And credit the Bearcats. Again, the defense is getting to them a little bit.
Comes Mesner. They kick it around. Adam Mesner, three in the air. No good. Egrick with the rebound. Air ball. Here comes Egrick and Menzer. Menzer with the ball. Up on the logo. 3 minutes to go. Egrick. Looking for some help. Gets around Bahana. Timeout called by the Chargers as they were scrambling for the ball. 30-second timeout. So I have the Chargers with two timeouts and The Bearcats with three so far left. Possession arrow is in favor of the Chargers right now. We're at 2:49 left on the clock.
Yeah, game still in reach here.
Oh, yeah.
Bearcats need to continue to get stops and then find a way to get out in offense and find a way to get Mesner, one of the Mesners, to get a bucket here because they've been kind of silent in the second half.
Well, one of their big playmakers is Ben Hayes, and he's been pretty silent tonight too. So,
yeah, and Hayes is, you know, only chipped in with, he's got 6 points here, four coming in the second half. But, yeah, for the Chargers right now, they got to take care of the basketball, keep turning the ball over.
It's McCullough will trigger from the baseline. They get it into Avsec. Couldn't go right to the bucket. He'll bring it out. The veteran play there starts all over. Here's McCullough, 2:40 to go. McCullough trying to split the D. He gets fouled. He'll be shooting two.
Oh, no. Referee up here is calling a travel. And this is multiple times that this has happened tonight where it's been, we thought it was a lower body foul.
Yeah.
And they called the travel instead.
Well, two and a half to go. Here comes Mesner. Hands it off to Hayes. Hayes down the paint. Altmar's going to get the foul here. And he come down hard, and he's holding his leg.
Yeah, and that one, he just got to go straight up. I know he loves to block shots, and he's so good at deterring at the rim and being a shot blocker.
That's four on Patrick with 2:25 left. Hayes at the line for two. It's an eight-point game. Gets a shooter's roll on the first.
And you just mentioned about Hayes, and they go right to him out of a timeout, and he draws a trip to the line.
Johnson comes in for Altmar. Altmar, he may go straight to Aaron Natupski to look at the leg. Hayes goes two for two. And just like that, it's a six-point game. McCullough behind the D. Nolan Reed will slow it down. He's got Johnson cutting. Instead, they go to Reed cutting. Flips it back out. Avsec's going to slow it down as we're approaching the two-minute mark. Avsec, the lane opens up. He goes up, gets fouled. Avsec at the line for a couple.
And that's what the Chargers need to do if the Bearcats are going to go man-to-man. Just space it out. They got all ball handlers in there right now, all playmakers, all shot makers. With Patty out of the game, they're a little bit more smaller, but they got athletes out there who can dribble the basketball.
Ryan Mesner picks up his fourth. Avsec rattles one home. The Hana comes out as Urcho checks back in for Bentworth. Can't get the second one. It goes off of Urcho. He doesn't like the call. Stays with the Chargers, 2:06.
Great hustle there by McCullough to keep it alive. Give the Chargers a second chance here at life.
Urcho has a couple words with the official, and the official says, I'll have none of that. McCullough, the trigger in. Intercepted by Mesner. Adam Mesner gets the ball instead. We cross the two-minute mark. It's Ryan Mesner, works against Reed. To Adam Mesner. Double team. Foul on Egrick. That's the third on the Chargers. Both teams with three fouls now. The second foul on Frankie Egrick. Hayes will trigger in from right near the Bentworth bench. And I think we got a bench warning on the coach. Bench warning on the coach for Bentworth. No, don't know which coach. Intercepted by Egrick as they tried that baseline cut. Egrick read it. Here come the Chargers. 1:35 on the clock. They have a 7-point lead. To Egrick, baseline, back out to Avsec. Austin into Egrick, baseline, over to Johnson, lays it up and in. Back to a 9-point lead. Hayes, three in the air, no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back, no good. Reed's going to pick up the, I think it's going to be Reed, a foul on the Chargers.
Yeah, and Hayes just falling his missed shot there. Had a wide open three, didn't make it, but great job falling his shot to draw the foul.
That's Nolan Reed picks up his third. Hayes at the line for two. This is what you don't want if you're a Chargers. For them, a chance to score with the clock not running.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Hayes misses the first. 1:13 on the clock. Possession arrow in favor of the Chargers. He misses them both. Rebound by Johnson. The ball goes out of bounds off of Johnson. It's going to be Bentworth ball. 1:09 left on the clock. Mesner. What did he do? Step on the line?
And he called a travel there. I think he took one extra step as he took the bump. And the Bentworth coaching staff wanted a foul.
Avsek getting double teamed in the back. He picks up a foul. It's Adam Mesner picks up the foul. So both these teams for the final minute two are going to be in the bonus.
Well, that's Adam Mesner's fourth foul, he can't foul here.
Both the Mesners have four fouls.
Yeah, but the Bearcats got a foul here.
Yeah.
They have to foul. And that's what Ryan's saying. He's like, I can't foul here, but they got a foul.
Egrick passes out. Johnson. They'll just play keep away here with 48 seconds to go. Avsek hands it off to McCullough. McCullough. That's Hayes with the hold. He picks up the foul.
And that's what... Both of the Mesners were talking to each other. They're like, I don't want to foul. I don't want to foul. Well, at this point, you only got a minute left in your season. If you don't foul, you got to put them at the line.
Yeah.
And hope that they Chargers miss free throws.
That's the first on Hayes. McCullough at the line for two. That's good on the first. Back to a 10-point lead. And the Bentworth fans are starting to foul out. And he's perfect on that trip. Comes Hayes. Across the timeline. Mesner, three in the air, no good. Rebound brought down by the Bearcats. Ryan Mesner, rebound, no, it's no good. McCullough once again gets fouled as he's going up the court. McCullough will be at the line for a couple, 28 seconds on the clock. Who got that foul?
That was
Urcho, his fourth. So Bearcats have, not that it matters at this point, 28 seconds, have three players with four fouls. It does if you're that player.
Yeah, if you don't want to foul out of the game.
Right. McCullough.
Yeah, leave it all out there. Can't take them with you.
Checking into the game for the first time is Aaron Kretschke. And Matt Bahana checked back in. McCullough goes perfect again. Intercepted by, McCullough goes into Kretschke's hand. Intercepted by Avsek. Folks, that's the game. There's a foul. I think we got the fifth foul on Adam Mesner. It is. He's gone.
And he's had a great game tonight. Both Mesners have. And Coach Kennedy taking out Ryan Mesner and Adam Hayes before seniors.
Adam, the younger Mesner of the two. Getting ready to check in is Jude Lasky for the Bearcats. So his season's over. Adam Mesner. 23.8 on the clock. Avsek at the line. He'll be shooting two. Chargers will be moving on. They'll play the winner of the Jefferson Morgan Springdale game. He misses a second. This is Jude Lasky with the ball. He brings it across the timeline. The floater, he gets fouled. Lasky will be shooting a couple with 12 seconds left. Egrick picks up his third. Altmar's going to check back in here. At this point, no, maybe he's not. Yeah, he is. I don't understand that, but... Lasky gets his name in the scorebook.
Well, he's probably trying to get Patty back in. Maybe he wants to finish the last 12 seconds of his career on the court. Because, I mean, you're not going to play another
game here. Right.
Practice, obviously. That's the only thing I can
think of. Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Lasky goes 1-for-2. Johnson with the rebound. Avsek. They're going to call foul there. They let him play all game. He's going to call that foul now at the end of the game.
Urcho's like, on me now? You're calling this now?
That's five on Urcho. He fouls out. Checking in is Corbin McMurray for the Bearcats. Urchko playing his last game. Oh, no, he's a junior.
A junior.
Yeah.
He had a great game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Johnson cracks his first one. Can't get the second one to go. Altmar with the rebound. Knocks it aside to Avsek, and that's the ball game. Bulls Chargers defeat the Bentworth Bearcats by a score of 54-40 here on Harkins Court. And they will be moving on. The Bearcats were all the Chargers can handle and then some. But they come away with the victory, the Chargers do, and they'll be moving on. We'll come right back with the wrap-up. And much more right after this here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
What a game we had here at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. the Chargers come from behind and come away with a victory against the Bentworth Bearcats, Christian. They trailing in the first half at halftime. They come back and just turn the Jets on here in the second half.
Yeah, it really was a tale of two halves, and credit the Bearcats for coming in here with great intensity, great energy, a great game plan by Coach Kennedy and his staff, and they did a terrific job in the first half at eliminating the Chargers to baskets and easy baskets, and they stopped them in transition, and they didn't turn the basketball over. They were able to score. The Mezners both had great first halves. They were able to put the ball in a bucket and set their defense up, and it gave the Chargers some trouble. But some of the adjustments, obviously, Coach Rodriguez, he's been here plenty of times, him and his staff, and they did a good job at staying with it and making the adjustments at halftime. And coming out of half, Frankie Egrick had 12 in that second half, and Avsak had 7, and McCullough and Johnson both put in 14 for the game, but they did a really good job in that third quarter to turn up their defense and let their defense generate their offense and finish in transition, and then, you know, close the game out here. But it was close all the way up to the very end, and, you know, the score doesn't tell the tale of this, you know, this story, but it was a one or two possession game with about 5 minutes to go.
Well, there's different times that you got to, you know, do things in the game offensively and defensively. And well, we've come to a time. It's time to recognize the player of the game. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. The Adam's supposed to play. I can't get the play, so we'll just skip that. And we'll just say thank you to Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And Christian, who was our player of the game?
We're going to go with number three, Frankie Egrick. And what a terrific second half again in that third quarter. He just exploded for 12 points, and he was able to hit back-to-back threes that really took the lid off the basket for the Chargers and got them going. As we talked about, Al, in the first half, the Chargers didn't have a three.
Right.
And then it led to that second half being able to make a couple threes there, but Frankie with some big-time plays, not just, you know, with the points, but being able to rebound the basketball and use his defense and get deflections and get steals and get runouts for transition. But credit to Frankie and his team for a big win tonight.
Yeah, he not only offensively got the Chargers sparked, he played some tough defense there in the third quarter and really turned the game around for the Chargers, where, as you said, the Bearcats really had the Chargers stifled for the first half. And Chargers couldn't hit a bucket, you know, to save their life. And credit that to the Bearcats. They played a great game.
Yeah, their scheme was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the Chargers are going to move on. The Bearcats season's over. We're going to step aside real quick. We'll be right back, put a bow on this one. But the Chargers are moving on with a 54-40 victory over those Bearcats of Bentworth.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Back here at the Angela Activity Center on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, I'm Al Esch and Christian Harbaugh here bringing you the action from WPIL Playoffs, brought to you by our sponsors, Washington County Community College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. Game was brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream fields come true. Brought to you by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. Marsicotti Insurance Agency and Marsicotti Funeral Homes in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. Brought to you by John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. And brought to you by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Well, as I said, the Chargers move on. They'll play again on Thursday. Time and place to be determined, but they'll play against the winner of the Jefferson Morgan Springdale game, which is going on right now at Jefferson Morgan. And they will, like I said, the Chargers qualify for the PA tournament now. It's just a question of where they get seated, where they finish in the WPL tournament.
Yeah, obviously one game at a time, and good to get this one tonight. Wasn't pretty, but sometimes in playoff basketball, that's what happens. And the Chargers found a way, and they were tough and gritty all night, and they played four quarters to figure this one out. But, you know, regroup now. You got a couple more days to prep. Obviously, tomorrow, take a little bit of rest, but definitely prepping for the team that they're going to play next. And it's going to be on a neutral site, so outside of your gym and your home gym here. But
yeah,
we know the Chargers will be ready to go and dialed in. And it was good to see in the second half them put it all together offensively and defensively.
I want to thank everybody involved here. I want to thank all the guys at WJPA and at NFHS for making this possible, letting us do this game. I want to thank the AD here at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Mike McDonald. Let's thank our cameraman, Mike Kalish, for doing the game for us. Great work on the camera. Christian, thanks for coming by. Christian Harbaugh. I'm Al Lesh saying thanks a lot, everybody. Everybody stay safe, stay warm, and see you next time right here on WJPA and NFHS. Good night, everybody.